Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Republicans increasingly panicked by the growing opposition to their plans to abolish 20,000 jobs and make devastating cuts to public schools keep turning to a flawed study they commissioned to defend their position. A blogger recently posted a response he received from Senator Ralph Heiss when he wrote Heiss to express his concerns about the budget. I said that research from the UNC Center for Competitive Economies shows that cutting the sales tax would create about 16,000 jobs, but I sought to reread that UNC study. The North Carolina Budget and Tax Center has pointed out the analysis does not account for the economic impact of the massive budget cuts or for the 20,000 public jobs that the budget eliminates. In other words, it looked at only one side of the equation, a point that the study's authors, to their credit, made in the cover letter of the report they sent to legislative leaders. Funny how the points made in that cover letter never quite make it into the Republican talking points or their communications to their constituents. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that a budget that abolishes 20,000 jobs abolishes 20,000 jobs. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.